KJAN Sports.
And at 7:18, it is time now for sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Well, let's run down a list of the high school basketball scores from Friday. In boys' hoops, it was Audubon over Logan Magnolia, 67-33. Sioux City Bishop Helan Catholic beat Sioux City West, 73-71. Boone was a 50-44 winner over ADM. Also in boys' hoops, Carroll beat Carlisle, 68-62. Central Decatur was a 79-31 winner over Southwest Valley. Clarinda Academy beat Essex, 64-52. Coon Rapids Baird was a 61-37 winner over Cam in boys' hoops. Preston beat Red Oak, 65-42. It was Denison Schleswig over Clarinda, 70-58. Des Moines Christian beating West Central Valley of Stewart, 64-25. The Earlham boys pulled off a 62-33 win over Woodward Granger. East Mills down Fremont Mills, 57-56. Exira EHK was a 53-40 winner over Glidden Ralston in boys' basketball. Also, Griswold beating Oakland Riverside, 56-32. Harlan was a 66-51 winner over Glenwood. IKM Manning pulled off a 20-point win over Missouri Valley, 71-51. Camper Catholic was a 72-40 winner over Shenandoah. Lennox got past Martinsdale St. Mary's, 63-58. Lewis Central, a 10-point win over Council Bluffs St. Albert, 71-61. Murray with a 30-point win over Orient Magsburg, 72-42 in boys' hoops. Also, it was Panorama over Ogden, 54-50. Peyton Sherdan beating Dunlap-Boyer Valley, 64-53. Pleasantville was a 52-49 winner over Mount Air. In other boys' action, Sydney beat South Page College Springs, 88-50. It was Sioux City East over Council Bluffs TJ, 73-22. Stanton, a 69-28 winner over Heartland Christian. Trainer beat Underwood, 64-52. Also, it was Tri-Center over AHSTW, 56-42. Van Meter downing Guthrie Center, 81-39. And the Winterset boys had a 60-52 victory over Perry. In girls' high school basketball action, Adair Casey bombed Charter Oak Ute, 57-32. It was Arweva over West Harrison, 62-41. Audubon beating Logan Magnolia, 58-52. Carlisle had a 73-20 win over Carroll in girls' hoops. Central Decatur beat Southwest Valley, 82-48. It was Coon Rapids Baird over Cam, 53-26. Denison Schleswig beating up on Clarinda, 48-46. Des Moines Christian over West Central Valley of Stewart, 69-37. East Sac County girls had a 70-41 win over Southeast Valley. Essex beat Clarinda Academy, 60-21. Fremont Mills pulled off a 65-38 victory over East Mills. Harlan girls had a 68-33 win over Glenwood. IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley by 20 points, 64-49. Interstate 35 Truro was a 56-8 winner over Apton East Union. Lewis Central beat Council Bluffs St. Albert 48-31. Martinsdale St. Mary's down Lennox in girls' hoops 56-18. Murray pulled off a win over Orion Maxburg 59-33. Red Oak beat Creston 70-46. Oakland Riverside girls had a 48-41 win over Griswold. Shenandoah beat Kemper Catholic in overtime 56-52. South Page fell to Sydney 35-31. Sioux City East beat Council Bluffs TJ 57-13. In other girls' action, it was Stanton over Heartland Christian 65-23. In overtime, Trainer getting past Underwood 56-55. Tri-Center was a 53-29 winner over AHSTW. Van Meter beat Guthrie Center 53-12. Winterset pulled off a 60-52 win against Perry, and it was Woodward Granger over Earlham 43-38. In Western Valley Conference tourney action, Lawton Bronson beat Westwood Sloan 69-59. Odebold Arthur BCIG was a 54-40 winner over Siouxland Community Christian. Correctionville River Valley beat Ottawa West Monona 40-36 in Western Valley Conference action, and it was Woodbury Central over Ridgeview 72-51 in girls' high school basketball. In women's college hoops, it was Minnesota Duluth over Upper Iowa 74-62. Northern Iowa beating Illinois State 59-52. And Southern Illinois was an 81-76 winner over Drake. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana over Cleveland 103-99. Toronto beating the LA Clippers 123-107. In overtime, Orlando pulled off a 107-97 victory over the LA Lakers. Also in the NBA, Brooklyn beat New York 92-88. Detroit was a 98-88 winner over Denver. Atlanta got past Golden State 124-116. Boston beat Philly 107-96 in the NBA. Minnesota beat Memphis 90-89. Houston was a 117-111 winner over Milwaukee. New Orleans beat Oklahoma City 116-113. Phoenix pulled off a 100-93 win against Utah. And San Antonio beat Miami 98-85. In other NBA news, the Atlanta Hawks have won a matchup of the NBA's two best teams. The Hawks had seven players score in double figures to lead a 126-116 triumph over Golden State. As I mentioned, Chris Paul said his problem with referee Lauren Holtkamp was with her call and not her gender. The LA Clippers guard criticized Holtkamp on Thursday night after a 105-94 loss at Cleveland, saying she might not be ready for the big leagues after six seasons in the NBA Development League. Paul and the Clippers were called for attempting to inbound quickly when Holtkamp stepped in. When Paul went to argue the call, Holtkamp slapped him with a technical. He maintained on Friday that she made a bad call while drawing a rebuke from the referees union and the backing of the female executive director of the NBA Players Association. The general counsel for the officials union said the NBRA deploys the personal and unprofessional comments made by Chris Paul. She belongs. Players union chief Michelle Roberts continued the officials union portrayal of Paul by saying any suggestion that Chris Paul would ever conduct himself in a disrespectful manner toward women is utterly ridiculous, outrageous, and patently false. Elsewhere in sports, it was Rajon Rondo won't return for the All-Star break as Dallas point guard recovers from breaking the orbital bone of his left eye. The Mavericks said Rondo would miss the remaining three games before the break, starting tonight against Portland. In NFL news, Seattle Seahawks linebacker Bruce Irvin has been fined $10,000 by the NFL for his role in a scuffle with 18 seconds left in the Super Bowl. Three other players received lesser fines. Seattle defensive end Michael Bennett and New England Patriots and tight end Robert Gronkowski and Michael Humalatuni were fined $8,628 apiece. The NFL Players Association's attempt to have Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson reinstated has been taken under advisement by a federal judge. U.S. District Judge David Doty heard arguments from the NFLPA and the NFL on Friday but did not provide a timetable for his decision. Peterson has been suspended at least through April 15th after he was charged in a child abuse case last year, a case he resolved with a plea bargain. Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell will spend 15 months on probation in the First Offenders Program, stemming from his arrest on marijuana possession and DUI charges with former teammate LeGarrette Blount. Bell's driver's license will also be suspended for 60 days. Defense attorney Robert Del Greco Jr. says Bell is facing up to a two-game NFL suspension. And police say they're investigating a domestic abuse claim against Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randall made by an ex-girlfriend a day after his arrest on a drug charge. The 22-year-old mother of Randall's child filed for a protective order Wednesday in district court in Wichita, Kansas, saying the incident occurred the same night as Randall was arrested on a marijuana possession charge. No charges related to domestic violence have been filed, and police have dropped the marijuana charge. That is a check of sports here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.